Okay, here we are. Testes, 1, 2, 3, 4. You mutant.
And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
All right. Welcome to the retro episode of Garage Sale Glow. You might have noticed the crappy sound of our voices through a little condenser mic.
Hey, how you doing?
That is because we are recording on an actual cassette deck. An old, probably 90s era cassette deck.
And we're so good that my voice is at high speed.
Is it because we have to? Because our other deck is broken? No, we're just doing it for the hell of it. See how it sounds. Probably like shit. Enjoy it. But anyway, we can tell it's getting to the end of the garage sale season because the sun is only just now coming up.
Well, it is only 7:15 in the morning.
7:15? Oh my god, it took longer than I thought to get here.
That's because my... left my phone at home, and I'm not really sure where we're going right now.
Yeah! It's okay, we'll find our way. This doesn't look familiar.
Exactly.
Look at that.
Oh, stuff. A gun show! Alright!
Alright, well, maybe we'll go to a gun show instead.
Last week it was a model helicopter show.
The last part of the show will be just you driving to the emergency room with me in the seat with a bullet wound.
I think it's stopping. I think the blood's stopping.
Cold, Johnny. It's so cold. I'm so cold.
Just hang in there, buddy.
So cold.
Is that you, Mini Kitty? Is that you?
But we're heading. We're giving it a third try. Last episode, if you remember, we got rained out on the way to Clarence to the swap meet. But we're back this time. This time, for sure, it's not Super Sunday. It is Garage Sale Sunday.
You got that right.
So they'll have all the garage sale sellers there. So, looking forward to that. And, is this the last one?
No, there's one more next
month.
There's
one more next month. Because last year, I think we went to the last one.
We did, Dr.
And it was pretty crazy. We, like, got a lot of stuff. We'll see how it's going today, you know? Looks like the weather's going to be
good.
Well,
you know what's interesting, though?
It's not going to be 80 degrees like the first time we
No, but what's interesting is that this is the first Sunday of the football season.
Oh.
And so with all that sports ball stuff going on...
It might be...
It's going to be insane. Because the Bills aren't playing until tonight.
Oh, okay.
So people will be like primed today. Getting ready to go. So... Man, this phone blows. This phone just absolutely blows chunks. I can't talk and type at the same time.
Okay, well, we'll be back in a little while. Johnny Bueno can't do four things at once.
Fuck off!
Slowing down in his old age. Meanwhile, here I am sitting doing 16 things in my brain right now. All of them stupid.
Okay, Homer.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like 16 wind-up toys running in my head. That's about it. All right, we'll be back. All right. We are back. We're in the car unloading our first load of Paul Johnny Physical Media Bueno.
Yeah.
He's been staying true to his name today.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. From what I've seen you buy, it's been 90% physical media. I'm at 100% right now.
Well, it's all physical media, isn't it?
So, some of it, there's stuff here that isn't media.
No, it's
We're
true.
We're just not buying
it. We're just not buying it.
I got the first Paul McCartney album. I got this weird one where they didn't record it on tape. They recorded it straight to a vinyl acetate and then put out a few copies of it. Weird little novelty. I don't even know the name of the name of the band. It's Rough Trade. Pray to Booty by Booty Green. A piece will make you happy. I'll put my Mojo Double Love Pac-A-Mame on you. So I think this is Dirty Jamaican.
Yum.
Duck You Sucker. Ennio Morricone, Sergio Leone movie soundtrack. My latest, Rainbow on Stage with Ronnie James Dio. I'll bet you this was, it seems to be kind of short.
That's one of their first records.
Side four.
It's a live record.
Oh, that's why it was so cheap. It's only one record of the two records.
Yep.
But it has the rainbow poster in it.
That's important.
Hell Night by Doug Clark and the Hot Nuts. With a whole row of large black men with paddles about to paddle you for your frat initiation. Adult comedy and an RIT paddle. Right at the front, Queen Jazz, a classic. My expensive buy of the day, Frank Zappa, Chunga's Revenge. And then not much else. I got some smut. I got an old Penthouse magazine. All the books I got from this guy. Well, I got two Robert Heinlein books, Starship Troopers and The Moon is a Harsh Mistress. The only two books of his that I really like. Mira Breckenridge, a classic Gore Vidal. The novelization of Deep Throat, Part 2. And to couple of the...
You know what the slang for that one's called, right?
What?
Sloppy Seconds.
Sloppy Seconds. Oh my God, they didn't even make that joke on the...
Come on, man.
It was sitting right there. And inside, Linda Lovelace.
Yes. I remember, Carmen had that book.
I really want...
He used to read... I remember him giving me the blow-by-blow.
Oh, yes. And then I got a bunch of, comic trade paperbacks just for me to read.
Dark Phoenix Saga.
Dark Phoenix Saga, which we were talking about on the way over when I was grumpy and bitching about how...
All comics suck.
All comics suck, except for a few of the John Byrne X-Men
era. And Frank Miller's.
And Frank Miller. Batman and all the Batman and Judge Dredd, which
yep.
I'm into that. Star Wars The Force Unleashed comic. I don't even know how good that'll be. In the Dark Empire, one of the failed, tried to continue the Skywalker saga. And parts of that did get ripped off for the last Star Wars movie.
So I started off while you were looking at records with this really odd looking statue.
Okay, I guess that's not physical media.
No. Although it's pop culture. R. DeMars. It looks like Lil Abner, quite frankly, but he has no shirt on. Who knows what the heck this is all about?
Who knows what it is, but it'll be fun to try to figure it out at least.
And then I bought the Hercules complete DVD series for $2.
Oh no, not Hercules.
Hercules.
Isn't that what that little thing says? That little... That
Herculoids. Well, that's a schmoo.
That thing, the schmoo.
And then
I picked up a nice Rosanne Rolling Kirk, a vinyl record. Volunteered Slavery for $1, along with three different blues harmonica-based CDs, because I don't really have many, including a Charlie Musselwhite signature, Lazy Lester's Harp and Soul, and then Blues Masters Volume 4 Harmonica Classics.
Does Lazy Lester like fall asleep halfway through a song? There he is, lounging on top of a harmonica.
Yeah, classic. He's got a harmonica for a bed. And then we got into the real physical media. I bought a bunch of these anime books for $1 a piece, including Attack on Titan Volumes 8, 10, and 11, Zero's Familiar, Chillier number one, Ragnarok, I know that's a good one. I got 8 of them for $8, not bad. Don't think I'll lose money on those. And then we got crazy with the Jackie Chan style Kung Fu movies, where I got a whole bunch of those.
You got a bunch of the Wu-Tang.
Yeah, I got the Wu-Tang pack. I got 4 of those. And then I got a bunch of all these Ninja Against Shadow, Deadly Angels, Mantis Fists, a couple of Guns of Master Killer plus Raiders of Buddhist Kung Fu. So I got all those for, those were $1 a piece, right? I got all those for $1 a piece. And then what was the other thing that I got? There was something else that I got that was $2 a piece. I'm trying to remember what it was. Oh yeah, and I got those comic books too. So I got a bunch of those comic books. I got 15 comics for $10. They were 3 for $2. They're all in really nice shape, and they're all in brand new bags.
Yeah.
And they were like the DC Marvel Amalgams. Those go for at least $5 a piece. So for me getting them for 75 cents a piece.
Yeah. So 2 of them and that's it.
Yeah, no, they go for pretty good money. So especially the Lobo the Duck, where Lobo teams up with Howard the Duck. That's kind of a fun one. So, yeah, kind of a lot of shit. But it's good shit. Good shit to sell. Lots of shit to sell.
Not for me. I haven't been buying stuff to sell. I don't find stuff. I haven't found much stuff to sell.
We did miss out on a couple things.
Well, because most of these people, the stuff that I would want to sell, they've already sold it on eBay.
Or they sold it before we got there, like the strawberry shortcake doll and glasses from those people. I'm sure that was probably the original and probably worth a lot of money. And the glasses. Those things are highly collectible. And we missed it, but you know what?
You always miss something.
I got the Roland Kirk vinyl. That's worth more than $1.
I guess.
You don't know anything about Rosanne Roland Kirk?
I know he's a respected jazz player, and he played some sort of horn.
Yeah. So, anyways.
It's hard to tell. The thing about records is condition is everything.
Yeah.
One skip and nobody wants it, so you have to have the the only way I'm ever gonna sell any vinyl is having that record cleaner.
I'm a fan of Rosanne Roland Kirk, so to me a really good looking record of his for $1.
That's
a no-brainer.
Yeah. You're really never gonna get any decent record for less than $1 anyway anymore.
Right, unless it's
like the bottom price, so. And there's a lot of
those around here.
Yeah, there's a lot of $1, $2, and $3 records. Even $5 records are reasonable if you find the right record, especially if you go into a used record store and look at the prices these days.
Yeah.
But like, of course, a used record store, they're all clean and they've been graded and stuff like that. But these, like, now that I have that ultrasonic cleaner, like if it's dirty and dusty and doesn't have any big scratches in it, I can work magic with it now.
Work your magic.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to be careful because we're on tape deck, so that means we can run out of juice.
and tape.
If we start sounding like we start getting chipmunks, that means our batteries are running low and the tape is slowing down. All right, well, we'll be back with our next load that we unload. We'll unload another load on right in your ears. Just the way you like it. And click. All right. We're back. Speak up for the old-timey tape recorder, Johnny. We're back with our, and I'm going to say it. We're back with our second round of our haul.
Our U-Haul, so we're right next to the U-Haul. Right?
It is funny. And, once again, poor Chris hasn't gotten anything to sell. Just stuff for Chris. But you know what?
That's okay.
I'm worth it.
You deserve it.
But I got some fundamental records.
Good
of
for you.
Thomas Dolby, Golden Age of Wireless.
Good for you.
And like, what is, look at this.
Science!
I'm going to leave the record out in a dirty case out of the thing.
Yeah, he put it in, he put the actual vinyl outside the album and into
to show this. To show, right, oh look, it says near mint. To show how near mint it is, and the bag he's got is just covered with dust but old Chris has his ultrasonic cleaner, so
fine.
Anyway, I have my two favorite Thomas Dolby, Queen the Game, foundation of my record collection. One of the first records I ever, my mother used to buy me Queen albums.
That's the first album I ever bought for myself as a kid growing up.
We were talking about that the other day, and I actually put the other album that you used to listen to at that time on our
speaking of
MP3
which,
player, which is
did you know
Presence
that the drummer who was the author of Another One Bites the Dust, know how he wrote that record, that song?
On drugs?
No, he was hanging out with Niles from Chic the night before. He's like, I think I want to write a song like that. And started doing it and introduced it to Queen. And they were totally into it, but they thought it was way too weird for them to actually release. And Michael Jackson was backstage and said, you gotta release that song right now.
Yeah.
And so they went ahead and they released it. No,
well,
sir.
There's a lot of weird songs. Dragon Attack is one of the weirdest songs. Don't Try Suicide, come on.
Yeah, I used to sing
Queen
that as a seventh grader.
Honky Chateau, one of my favorite records of all time. I would say the best Elton John record by
Wow, he's actually got a beard
mile.
In there. In the front.
Yes, he's looking rugged.
Wow.
I got this is a reissue of Sergeant, because I was like, what's up? It's got this stripe across the top and bottom, and like brand new vinyl, but it's a reissue. I don't care, Sergeant Pepper's. I got Meaty Beaty Big and Bouncy because there was, you had to get three of them to get the bargain, but just packed full of great. These are all basically singles and B-sides. Meet the Beatles. That was one of the 3 for $10 records. You can't beat that. You can't beat that. Out of Our Heads by the Rolling Stones. Mono, but the record's a bit beat up. I don't know how well that's gonna work.
Wow.
Venus and Mars by, not $20. This was actually $2 with a $20 sticker.
By Wings.
And, yes. And Walt Disney 2000 Leagues Under the Sea. With the beautiful squid painting. Another foundational. Now I have all my, finally I have all the three Star Wars original novelizations. I got Empire Strikes Back for $2. I got a book by David Byrne called The Bicycle Diaries that I have no idea what it's about, but I'm interested to what a David Byrne. Complete set of red Star Wars cards for $20.
Those look blue.
And well, these are the blue. I bought a bunch of the. I bought 15 blue ones for $3 for $1, just because I barely have any red or blue Star Wars cards.
Yeah.
I went through the green ones looking for C-3PO's dick, but I did not find it, of course. The Departed, Martin Scorsese, Annie Hall, Woody Allen, Zelig by Woody Allen, Mean Streets by Scorsese, and The Thing by John Carpenter. A few more items. Issue number one of The Phantom Zone, Gene Colan, one of Scott Gardner's and my favorite comics in the 80s.
Mine too.
He talked me into buying these, and I did not regret it, because it's Gene Colan, and it had the, and it was post the movie, so it was like,
right.
And a bunch of cracks. Love Boat crack, just a regular crack. Hulk crack. Barney Miller. And Raiders of the Lost Ark, for some reason, with Superman and the cracked guy flying out of the ark. And another foundational, this is just a good book to have, because it is literally everything, every Star Wars thing. Yeah.
If you're a Star Wars collector or completist,
this is the book to
have.
This
is the book to kill your OCD.
Yes, yes. Although this isn't probably the most up-to-date one, doesn't matter, it's still...
It doesn't matter!
Tens of thousands. Look, it's just like, here's all the Star Wars pods that you can get.
It doesn't matter!
It just doesn't matter.
It doesn't
and
matter!
That's my haul.
I went comic book heavy, although, to start...
You've been getting a lot of comics today, I have noticed.
Yes, I probably bought close to 80 to 100 comics so far.
Wow. Today.
I'd say 80. We're not going to go through them all, but I did get for $1 Batman 290 with lovely Mike Grell front cover art, some June 2099s, Saturday Night Live Conehead number 3 finally, a bunch of Fantastic Fours in beautiful condition for in the 300s.
What era is that? That's post-John Byrne,
that's
right?
All post-John Byrne. That's the Tom DeFalco era. I just bought them because they're Fantastic Fours and less than $1 a piece, which I got them for. You can't go wrong. And then I did get a bunch of other comics. I forgot what I got those. Oh, these were all $1 a piece. So I basically got Marvel Team-Up 144 through 149 complete. John Byrne, Fantastic Four, 255 through 270 complete. A couple other cool Marvel team-ups, 30-cent ones for $1 each. Some awesome DC stuff for Scott or Little Danny Fogle or whoever. Nice Superman 324, Action Comics 480, 483. Superman 319, all in beautiful shape and beautiful bags for $1 a piece. Some Legion of Superhero 20 and 25 centers. I mean, good stuff.
If I was feeling rich, there were a lot of good record deals.
Yeah.
But they were all in, like there was Pink Floyd the Wall for $25.
Yep.
You can't beat that in fantastic condition. They had, I already have a New World Record, a New World Record.
Right.
But they had a $15 New World Record still sealed.
And then, most importantly, I got for $1, or the $2, $2 I got on DVD Ramones Rock and Roll High School with Roger Corman, and for $1, what looks to be a beat up Donny Osmond doll.
Oh, it's definitely Donny Osmond.
Oh,
we
yeah.
don't know. We don't know about Little Abner. That hair, those eyebrows, those teeth.
Yeah.
Who else could it be?
It's definitely Donnie. He's going to be standing next to my Incredible Hulk.
If it's a bootleg Donnie, it's probably worth even more.
One would only hope. Looks like he's got some markings underneath. Maybe he's got like a tattoo underneath, like he's been in the clink or something. He's like.
Maybe.
Prison Donny Osmond.
Let's hope so.
And then, yeah, we didn't mention before, but that other thing that I got
There was something I wanted to make sure that we mentioned. Oh.
Oh yeah.
There was at the
when I was buying those comics from that guy, he had all those cards as well, and he had two different sets of Mr. T A-team cards, one for $5 and one for $15. The $5 ones were in shrink wrap, the $15 one was in a plastic box. clear case. So I asked him, what's the difference between the two? And he just paused for a minute, and he's like,
I don't know. And then he reaches over with a dirty
thumbnail,
lead-filled thumbnail, and just scrapes the $5.
He's like, that's not $5. And I'm like, gee, glad I asked.
Yeah, you should have just bought it and not asked any questions.
So, yeah.
I forgot Johnny told off his first guy today, and it was pretty hilarious.
Yeah, that guy
I had to keep my mouth shut because I was going to back you up because he was still talking after you walked away. He didn't know I was with you.
Oh.
And I was going to say, well, you know.
Yeah, this guy, he didn't have any prices on any of his boxes of...
They were cards.
...of pop culture set cards. And I'm like, well, how much are they? And he stands up and he's like, well, they're all $15 except for... certain ones, like that one right there you're touching, that one.
Usually the first one that you pick up is more than $15 because everybody tries to pick up the good ones first, which means to me, and he goes, that one's $65, which means to me, everyone that you pick up, he's going to go like, oh, you're picking up one of the good ones, you know.
Right.
So he was full of shit. And
I just told him, it's like, you know what, if you're not going to put the effort into this, neither am I. What are you talking about? I'm standing. I'm pointing.
You just have to point to the one, and it's just like no, because every one that I pick out is going to be the $65 one.
Right.
You know that's and you start with $15 to make it sound good and make you dig through it, and then he was gonna do that, and then this one, and they had all the like individual cards too, and. He was like, we would put the one guy was like, oh, imagine putting a sticker on all these, huh? Those are, and it's just like, no, dude.
Yeah, and then I got my feathers ruffled a little bit. I was about ready to go look at a stack of what looked to be Dell cartoon comics from the 60s. And the guy literally picked it just as I was about ready to look at them. He says, these are sold. And some fat guy sitting in a wheelchair was sitting there giving me the stink eye. It's like, go fuck off, you know what? And then he starts coming behind us. It's like, I was going to say something. It's like, let's get ahead of this roller before he gets cut, steals more of our comics from out of us. But that was...
What's up? I can't figure out what's up. This guy is just like...
Yeah.
He's got a Carhartt overall on, and then he's wrapped in a sleeping bag.
Harley Davidson sleeping bag.
And it's... I just took my jacket off because it's starting to get warmer now.
It is a little windy.
And but come on, dude.
One of the things we didn't mention from last time is all the anime movies that I got. I got a full set of 11 of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Season 3s, which was pretty darn good. I got those for $2 a piece in addition to the all the other Kung Fu movies that I got.
Yeah, those have got to be worth more than that.
Yeah, physical media rules, baby.
Yeah, well, we're doing, we've gone through all the garage sale people now, and now it's just the same old, you know, flea market people left. So we're going to do a quick trip through there, and then we're going to be done. Dunzo.
Yeah, we're getting faster at
this. We'll be on the road on the way home next time you talk to us with maybe a couple things.
Well,
I know there's that one shop in there that, we'll tell you about our food and we'll tally up the rest of our stuff. But I think we've gotten the majority of stuff. There's that one place with the dollar records that I want to spend a good, like, 5 minutes in just, like, flipping through real quick. But since we're going to be coming back here... fairly regularly, it seems. I'm not gonna like just dig through the flea market stuff. That stuff is just always here.
It's always here.
And it's always dug through. So it's like, if you get, if you find something nice, it's just luck. So you just have to be, you know.
Yeah, like that Batman comic that I found that 35 says, like, I went through 60 beat up comics just to find that one.
Just to find the one. Yeah.
And it was actually mint in the, you know, nice in the bag too for a buck, so.
Yeah.
But everything else was like tattered and Free Comic Book Day shit.
Yeah.
Anyways.
People love that Free Comic Book Day shit. I've been seeing a lot of Record Store Day records too.
Yep.
But Record Store Day records often go for a good amount of money, so if you get,
yeah, because they're limited amounts.
Yeah.
They're limited quantities.
Everything's limited quantities these days. All right. And record-wise, anyway. And getting more so because it's getting harder and harder to get records printed. All righty.
I even got a gumball helmet.
Ooh.
Remember?
But no gumball. All right, well, we will be back to finish this off. And we're going to finish this off here, and we'll finish you off later.
Did you really have to put it that way?
Yes, I did have to put it that way. I already did a Bukkake style joke in the beginning. I might as well keep spewing it out. All right.
I wasn't anticipating Bukkake going into today's show, that's for sure.
I saw a video of somebody whose wife didn't know what Bukkake was, and she thought it meant Fukkake, or, you know, like fucked up.
Oh.
So she'd been using Bukkake at work to be like, that's really messed up and stuff, and then her husband. Yeah, that's true. Forgetting about tape. We just ran out of tape, if you notice. But anyway, if it got cut, we probably lost about 10 seconds. But anyway, lady saying Bukkake, thought it meant fucked up. Then been using it at work for the last few years. Tell her husband, I don't think I can go back to work. I think I might have to burn this job. Anyway.
It's like the kid in high school who used to tell people that he queefed.
It's funny. Garage sale vote, side B. We ought to release this in two parts, side A and side B.
Yeah, we'll have to do it in separate weeks and spread it out and make you wait even longer.
That's the way we do it. All right. Well, the summer's winding down. Alright. Cut! In case it's a good beginning.
Dead air!
Heavens of the smile, friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Perfect!
Because ambitions of me.
Here's a song for Johnny Bueno. Holy shit! You missed that dragonfly that just flew right up to your window. It was humongous. It was like from Avatar. Ah. Well, let's just put it this way. Johnny Bueno has been having the most fun garage sale day.
I have been. It's just that I've been just cranky today. I just woke up early and just never really got left my phone. Leaving my phone at home, I was completely disabled. Using the other phone was not really working for us, and trying to navigate while half asleep and trying to entertain all yous peoples.
You selfish fucks.
God damn.
Do you see what you do to this guy? Fucking.
Why is there a safety pin?
I don't know. Oh, there's probably a magnet in the speaker.
It's like a punk rock.
Yeah.
You guys should take a picture just to show the people what we're recording with, so they have an idea.
Yeah, we'll take a picture before. Do you have a camera on your phone?
But anyways. Yeah, sore subject.
Anyway, you guys are really putting a lot of pressure on Cranky Johnny here. and with your need to be entertained, maybe you should just sit down and relax a little bit and think about Johnny Bueno and Chris Honeywell out on the road for you. Okay.
I think it was just when I was like trying to like look at my phone to like get us to Clarence, and you're like tape rolling and talking to me, right, Jack? Right, Jack? And I'm just like,
it's life in the big city, man. That's how the pros do it.
In Clarence?
In Clarence. That's how they do it in Clarence. You know how they do it in Clarence? They do it the way people who've drank a lot of lead in their drinking water do it. That's how they do it. In the 90s.
There's just...
That place is in a time warp. 1994 or
yeah,
96?
1994.
Just...
Everybody looks like they're wearing the clothes from 1994, but they've aged 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah. 60-year-old juggalos. It's weird.
Just a lot of really, oh my God, just not even on the spectrum, just like crispy critters.
No, they're, I mean, they might be on the spectrum too, but that's not what's going on. Well, for one, we're at a flea market, and perpetual garage sale people are always a little sketchy, but it's extra so when you start getting into lead territory.
But
we did all the garage sales, and then we just sort of did a brush through the flea market, and then the flea market guys were getting fucking really annoying.
Yes,
they were like raising prices in the middle of
conversations
or like
ignoring you.
Yes, or just not just ignoring you, but sometimes like non-existent. You'd be looking at stuff and you'd be like, okay, usually there's somebody milling around and you know that's the guy that's running this booth. You'd be like, where the fuck is it? You'd see two people talking. Oh, he's talking to that person. Then they'd walk away and you're like, oh no, they were potential customers. And then you finally find the guy, and then they're also like setting vague prices so they can,
I think,
you know.
The tipping point was when there was that stack of about 20 or 25 Silver Age Dalek gold keys. I literally was like about ready to like look at the first book, and the guy pulled them away from me and said, yeah, sorry, and gave them to some cranky old guy in a wheelchair sitting there behind the table, giving me the stink eye.
I know.
It was like...
Also, if you're listening and you're in a wheelchair and you see Johnny Bueno, give him a break, will ya? What the fuck with you people? Anyway.
You won't get out of the way. You let off the bad gas.
Yeah.
You blame me and give me a bad look. Like, what did I do?
Smell like a ripe tomato, overripe tomato and ham. It's just, it's frankly, it's debilitating. Anyway.
Like an overaged eggplant.
So, needless to say, we didn't buy much in the flea market. I got a Rolling Stone Some Girls, but not the rare Some Girls with all the pictures in it. It's got some of the pictures cut out, but an MC5 record. And the MC5 are nothing to sneeze at. So we'll clean that up and take a listen to that. And what else did I get? I got a DVD of MASH. Oh, and my nude. I got a nude painting.
Yeah, you got that.
From the 40s.
That was so funny. We went to that last guy who last year at the flea market, he bought all those dollar records from.
He had good dollar records. I don't
and
think
he had all
good.
These great CDs. How many CDs did he have?
Oh, he has a lot of CDs.
3,000 CDs?
Yeah, he's obviously somebody who's had a record store or has a record store
and
or
like
something.
Any Grateful Dead box sets? Oh, no. If I did, no. I wouldn't be selling them.
No, no, no.
Come on. Foolish boy. It's like...
Well, that's another thing. There are super deadheads over there because last time we went there, the guy was like, would not sell me those just soaked in water Grateful Dead albums for less than $50, $25 a piece. And meanwhile, though, I saw people selling nice beautiful Grateful Dead records for $20 there. So, yeah, there's just, it's special. Yeah, if you're in the right mood, it's okay. But when you're old half asleep Johnny here,
yeah,
it's not pleasant. And I'm saying it's not just him, because I was observing. I was in a chipper mood today. I still am in a chipper mood today, but I was observing it full bore. But
I mean, picture this, if you will. Very, very large individuals, predominantly white, right?
Yeah.
And everything is red, white, and blue, right? Because it's the Buffalo Bills colors. But it's the Zubaz. Zubaz, red, white, and blue. Do you know what Zubaz is?
I have no idea what Zubaz is.
Zubaz is that zebra-striped
type of... Oh, yes.
That's all 1990s.
Yes.
How much of that did you see, though?
Well, I mean...
I mean, it was like Zubaz Central there.
Yeah.
So when people are like, oh, come on, no, it was like, seriously...
No, it really was.
1990s, Buffalo Bills, Zubaz, everywhere. And just... summer teeth. I know we're in September, but my God, there was not a lot of teeth in them.
No.
I mean, trying to get to the bathroom. Holy cow, that was.
The first time we went there, we went by the bathroom, and that was as close as I was going to get. It was just rancid, and luckily there's a portage on out there, and that can be.
But I was trying to get into that one, and these two guys that were just completely brain dead, literally working, like walking half the distance of a normal, talking to each other,
just
blocking the whole hallway, and like the two of them walk into, there's two heads in the bathroom, and like one of them just standing there staring at the ceiling. I was just like, what are you, just like... I just like tried to pee as fast as I could.
Well, maybe there were some drugs that were going to be done that could be done.
They were like, they definitely just, it was definitely like Rain Man sort of.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it was very, but two Rain Men.
I mean, I kept saying lead in the water, and I was really only lightly joking with that.
No, I
All right, well, anyway.
Good times,
we still got a pretty decent collection of stuff. So.
I mean, I got two grocery bags full of physical media.
Yeah, it's the summer's getting old. We're getting a little grumpy around the edges, but well, we still probably got a couple more weeks of grush.
See how it goes. See how the weather goes. We dodged a bullet yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a washout.
Yesterday would have been. Nothing going on. It was cold and rainy.
And everyone's like, oh, it's sunny now. It's like, it's 12
it's
o'clock.
It's sunny now, yeah.
Good luck finding anything.
Yeah. Yep-a-rooney.
Okay. Well, you just take that with you, and...
I don't need this. All I need is a tape.
Okay.
I've got my whole setup for doing the, the band transfers already set up, so I could just pop this right in, and I won't depend on the batteries being. Anyway, Garage Sale Glow, we're out. This is as good as it gets, man. This time, that's all you're getting out of us. Okay, here you can have one of these, and maybe you'll get another one if you're good. Oh no, you got the boo!